What you pray, I'll pray. What you pray, I'll pray. Where you go, I'll go. What you say, I'll say, God. What you pray, I'll pray. What you pray, I'll pray. Jesus only did what he saw you do, and he would only say what he heard you speak, and he would only move when he felt you lead. Follow in your heart, follow. You alone are worthy. You are always good. Where you go, I'll go. What you say, I'll say, God. What you pray, I'll pray. What you pray, I'll pray. Where you go, I'll go. What you say, I'll say, God. What you pray, I'll pray. What you pray, I'll pray. What you pray, I'll pray.
Our second scripture comes from John 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. For from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Today's sermon title is called, is this on? Can you hear me? Okay. Today's sermon title is called When Jesus Speaks in Riddles, because if you just heard that, that's a little confusing. I've heard most pastors preach on this topic, on this section, you know, they go straight to the, like, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you know, like that power statement. And I'm like, no, that's not really where my heart's leading, like, where I feel the Holy Spirit leading. Oh, we could talk about the end where it's all about prayer. It's like, oh, you know, like when we pray in the name of Jesus, things happen. And I was like, yeah, that's still something a little bit wonky that for me right there. I'm not really sure. Yeah, and then it hit me. It's because I feel really bad for the disciples. Those poor guys. I mean everyone gives them a bad rap in this time because they're like, these guys should have figured it out by now. Like, I would have had it figured out. I would not have had it figured out. I'm curious, like, what's happening in this time? And Jesus is at this point where he knows the story. You know, like, what's happening for him? He knows, he's predicted his death a couple times now. He knows what's going to happen, that he is going to die. He knows that he's going to rise. Like, he knows the totality of the entire script. He's also probably going, okay, my time's running out. I need to make sure these guys know what, have all of the things they need to know. Like, okay, check. Okay, they know I'm with the Father. Check. They have a place to go, and I'm preparing it for them. Check. Savior of the world. Check. It's like, okay, you know, he's trying to get all of these things checked off. At least that's what it feels like a little bit. And he's also done some amazing work. And he's like, guys, have you not just seen what I've done? Like, there's healing. Check. You know, like, bring people back from the dead. Check. Turning water into wine, check. You know, it's like all of these things he's checking off. He's like, guys, come on. Fulfilling all of the prophecies, check. Come on. But these poor disciples, they have no idea. They're like, what are you talking about? Because they don't know the full story. They kind of do. They've been catching up. They're trying to follow along with what Jesus has been doing. They're like, it kind of reminds me of when I was in the seventh grade learning geometry, and you know my teacher, I believe it was Mr. Tanaka, he was up there at the blackboard because we had blackboards back then, and he was writing up all these things and he's like, you get it? I'm going, what are you talking about? Like, who cares what a log is? Like, I don't understand what's happening here. And he's like, but he understood the whole story. He understood that everything that was happening. He understood how the numbers worked together. And I'm just sitting there going, I do not see how these numbers mean shapes. Like, it makes no sense to me. And it took time for me to realize, like, oh, diameter of things. Like, it took time for them to click. And yet what I do also see the disciples doing, even though they're absolutely confused, I do see them still leaning in. They're still really curious. They're like, you know what, I don't get it, but I'm here. Like, but tell me more. I don't quite understand it, but say it again, like 17 more times. Maybe I'll get it. You know, they keep asking. They're saying, we're still here and we're trying. It's almost like if you've ever watched Star Wars and tried to explain Star Wars to someone who hasn't seen it, they're just not going to get it until they see it. And that's what's happening in this story, is that Jesus is at the end of, is nearing the end of his journey, and these disciples just aren't going to get it until they see that Darth Vader is their father. No, I'm just kidding. Until they see the fullness of the story. But it takes trust. It takes a lot of trust. And I found some really great quotes about trust. You know, a lot of people, I've heard the phrases, I don't trust words, I trust actions. Has anyone heard that one? Like, two people. Great. Excellent. Excellent. Trust is earned when actions and words meet. Oh, okay. Cindy's seen that one. We got one here. Okay. This is by Warren Buffett. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. Oh, lots of people on that one. Lots of people on that one. Okay. Okay. All right. How about the glue that holds all relationships together, including the relationship between leader and led, is trust. And trust is based on integrity. That is Brian Tracy. Anybody? Brian Tracy. Oh, I got two. Yes. All right. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. Ernest Hemingway. Learning to trust is one of life's most difficult tasks. Amen. Say it again. Amen. That was Isaac Watts. Today is Mother's Day, and mothers have a lot of trust. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about my own mom, which I think we have a photo of me and my mama. Aren't we cute? We're adorable. You know, and everyone has different relationships with their mothers. My mom, and I'm sure if she was here, she would have many things to say. but we, you know, we've had our moments of really good times in our relationship, and we've had moments of really not so good times in our relationship, and all across the board. And thinking back, the reason that I trust my mom, the reason that I know that even in those moments of not so great times that we are still going to have relationship, it's because she did all of that work in the very beginning when I was smaller than that. And she was consistent. I was always fed. She always changed my diaper. She always let me play really well and wanted to play with me. And she was consistent with these things of showing me love consistently over and over and over again. And because of that consistency, that is why I trust my mom. And I think the thing that the one thing that she was the most consistent on, which I absolutely appreciate and has completely influenced the way that I am present here today, is that she always let me be creative. She never told me I had a stupid idea. She never told me that, you know, oh, that's a little weird. Well, she did tell me I was a little weird every once in a while. But she never shamed my creativity. She always encouraged me to go put sticks together and see what happens and grab some rocks and paint them. And she always wanted me to feel like I could create anything. And that consistent aspect has allowed me to be the person I am today and want others to create and be creative as well. That's why I play the guitar, because my mom said, well, why not try? Oh, well, maybe I should. My mom and I have worked through a lot, but she has been consistent with her love. And I see that same consistency in the story of Christ. I see Christ continually, consistently saying, I love you. I'm here to heal. I'm here to check off all these boxes that we talked about a moment ago. And he was consistent. And I think that's why the disciples continued to lean in and continued to ask questions. Even though Jesus would get frustrated, he would still answer. And he still walked them through this process. The disciples had a lot to work with. They had a lot to hold. They had a lot to figure out. But the most consistent thing that Jesus did was love them. And the most consistent thing that they did was lean in and try to stay as connected even in the midst of their confusion. I mean, yeah, we get down the road and things get a little fuzzy, but that's not today. So that's why I wanted to sing that song today. That song, it says, the lyrics go, where you go, I'll go. Where you say, what you say, I'll say. What you pray, I'll pray. Jesus only did what he saw you do. Jesus oh, I don't know if I can say it without singing it. But Jesus only did what he saw you do. He only moved when he saw you move. The reason that Jesus could be so consistent with his love, the reason that Jesus could be so consistent with his disciples was because of this riddle of, I am with the Father is with me, we're preparing a place, and I am with the Father, and the Father is with me, and the Father. It gets confusing, but it's consistent because God is consistent with love. So the good news today, everyone, is that we get to be invited into the disciples' place today. We get to be, even though things look confusing, even though things really don't make sense right now, and I'm really not sure where things are going, I trust that the Holy Spirit is present here, is present on this earth, and God is not done with us yet. God is not done consistently loving us, even when things look very confusing. And so we have the opportunity to be like these disciples and lean in, even when we don't understand what's going on. So that is my prayer for us today, that we lean in with curiosity, with doubt, with confusion. Lean in. Amen.